You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Musician Craig Owens formed the Bodo Ensemble in 1989, focusing on free improvisation. Tonight, Owens will present some new material with the current version of the group, which includes flutist Ellen Johnson Mosley. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Owens and Johnson Mosley, and has more.
Tell me a little bit about the new compositions that you have for this performance, the ones that you're premiering.
I think that this is the warmest sound that the Bodo Ensemble has ever made. Guitar and flute, they go together naturally. Two guitars is fine with me. I've done a ton of that. Two flutes together with guitar in the background is great. So one thing that's distinctive will be the instrumentation. One of the things that we've always done with Bodo was try to write tunes which would enable people to make use of their strengths and whatever it is they had worked on. So if they have a jazz vocabulary and they want to play over chords, we can do that. If they have no jazz vocabulary at all, then they can do that too, whether it's over chords or over a pedal point or over something modal. So those would be elements. Also, one of the things that has enabled the audience for Bodo, if there is such a thing, enable people to enjoy the music is there are a lot of ostinatos and there's a lot of rhythm. Okay, so if we're getting way out there in terms of chromaticism and the soloing and the harmonies, then usually there's something rhythmically to which they can relate, and then they feel like, okay.
Ellen, how did you come to be involved with the Bodo Ensemble?
Craig had come to me a few years ago to learn flute. And so he took flute lessons with me. I introduced him to alto flute, some of the low flute sounds, and I think he was hooked.
That's right. No doubt about it.
Yeah. And so it came about that way. That's how I connected with Craig. And he was like, you know, I think she might be crazy enough to do improvisation as a classical flutist. And so I was happy to jump in there and do my best. I always feel like I'm learning something outside of my traditional vocabulary and trying new experimentation and improvisations with extended technique sounds on flute and other things. You might even hear us sing a little bit. but it's been a wonderful experience for me.
So he started as your flute student, and now you're playing in this ensemble beside him. How's he doing?
He's doing really well, of course. And I mean, I think what I love about observing Craig, you know, as a flutist, is he will take an idea and run with it. He's not going to back away from a new idea. He's going to embrace it fully and be open to new experiences. I think a lot of flute students I've worked with are afraid of new experiences and trying different sounds on their instrument. And so I think, I hope anybody with a flute background, even if it's not in jazz or improv, can come out and enjoy seeing this work that we're doing.
We have to thank the Wichita community, you know, because we've been playing weird music now since 1990. It's true, and there have been many instances in which I heard that friends of people in the band or friends of friends had come to hear us play, and they left saying, "Well, man," one person says, "I didn't think you liked this kind of music." And the other person says, "Well, I didn't think I did either."